GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
What a treat to have Lisa Bird of Bangor Savings Bank back in the studio that we call spacious and 7A. You know, your colleague Paul Tormey from BSB, he knows that when we say at Bangor Savings Bank, what do they say, Lisa?
They say you matter more.
She know it. Look at that right there.
Of course I know it.
Practice. We don't need to practice. We know everything that's going on. Welcome back to our program. And Paul told us about community matters more. And to help underscore that message, you brought a guest into our studio. Who's that sitting across the table from you?
This is Jackie Wyckoff, and she's from Community Closet in Ellsworth. And she is with a great organization in that area, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about that.
Jackie, what do you do over there in that city, Crossroads of Down East Main?
The Community Closet's a great place for anyone to come and get life's necessities, clothes, shoes, school supplies, food, blankets, or whatever they're finding that they need at little to no cost.
Mm-hmm. How busy are you?
Oh, we have a few hundred people in our store every week, so there's never a dull moment.
Ah. So how do you, the instant question is, how do you finance it?
Well, from the community. Our community takes pride in our store, and they provide everything that comes into it. The people of the community shop there. They keep the money flowing. It's really donors out there, but it's the regular people of our communities that keep it going.
A couple more questions to you, and then we're going to go back to Lisa to learn of a great way to support Community Closet. Where in Ellsworth are you?
We're located at 25 Eastward Lane. It's right across from the HS building.
Eastward Lanes. I want to say, wasn't there a bowling alley in that area?
Yes, it's right next door to the bowling
alley.
That's
what I thought, and a comic book shop, too.
The comic book shop's no longer there, unfortunately.
What?
You knew
what did you
about
do
the
with the comic book shop,
I know,
Jackie?
I love the comic book shop.
Oh, man, alive.
Rick.
You leave Ellsworth just for a couple of years, and look what you do.
Exactly. It's all your fault, Rick.
Yeah. Rick's destroyed.
Childhood comes
the,
crushing.
Jacqueline Wyckoff Community Closet. How'd you get into this?
Well, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, and so then all of a sudden this opportunity came to me, and I thought, well, I can have the best of both worlds. I can do something to give back to my community, and while I'm taking care of my little guys at home, and it's been fantastic. We've been almost 3 years, and still it's exciting to get up every day and come into work to see what we can do for people to make a difference.
How many little guys?
I have three boys.
There you go.
Yeah. They're
You're done.
All going back to school starting in the fall, so I'll have plenty of time to come up with some great stuff for our store.
Yeah, Rick, you bring them in and put them to work?
Oh, always. They know if we pull in that parking lot, they're getting put to work, so they're ready for it.
My grandson has two boys, and his wife told me last night, my hair is starting to get a little grayer than it was. Mm-hmm. Are they into everything?
Oh, of course they are. They get into the store half the time we get there, and whatever clothes they wore into the store are missing. Their shoes, I've gone through about 14 pairs of shoes this year. So
helping keep your prices low at the Community Closet. It's Jackie's kids. Lisa, back to you from Bangor Savings Bank again, where they say you matter more, and you prove it with the Community Matters More program. Oh, that's your cue to tell us all about it.
Well, we're proud to say we're in our 13th year with this program, and we've so far awarded nearly $1.3 million in grants to more than 530 different nonprofit organizations in Maine and New Hampshire. And this year, we'll be giving away over, through grants, $140,000 to 55 local nonprofits. So we're pretty proud of that. And we encourage everybody to go online and vote at www.bangor.com/CMM.
Bangor.com/CMM. I'm guessing if you go to the main page, bangor.com, that you can probably navigate to the Community Matters More page.
You certainly can. You will see it on that page, and we encourage, again, everyone to go in and vote for your favorite nonprofit. And even if you don't see your favorite nonprofit listed on that ballot this year, you can always write one in. You can vote up to five different nonprofits, and they can all be write-ins, or you can check them off on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. How often can I vote?
You can vote once, but you can vote for up to five different nonprofits.
Right. How many times does George get to vote? Because he's special. Everyone likes George.
Well, I'd like to say more than once, but George, I'm sorry, just once.
No.
Well, that's the way it goes.
There you go.
I got two computers, though. I'm going to vote twice. I do that in the baseball. So what's the average size of the grant?
Well, we have two different sizes of grants. We have a large grant that is $5,000, and we give award two of those in each of the 11 counties that is listed on the ballot. Two $5,000 winners, and anybody who is listed on the ballot, just being listed on the ballot, will get them $1,000.
Oh, it's an honor just to be nominated.
Right. It is.
See? That proves it's like the bag of swag you get at the Oscars that no one apparently watched. Lisa Bird is with us with Bangor Savings Bank, where they say you matter more, and they prove it with the community matters more. And Jackie Wyckoff of the Community Closet in Ellsworth. Great, Jackie, when we met, we shook hands, and then we shook hands again because you shook hands like a politician working the rope line in New Hampshire, okay? So now we're going to make you that politician, okay? Because you have to now convince us that when we go online, we should vote for Community Closet to be one of the recipients of the big grants. Okay, so here you are. Jackie Wyckoff, politician. Remember what I said about the ear? Okay, get closer to the microphone.
All right. So to be honest, any person that you pick, that you vote for, is deserving. I've looked through the list of people on that grant, and every one of them is making a huge impact in our community. So if I'm being honest, you can't go wrong no matter who you vote for. I do hope it's for us, because we have a fantastic program, and we're saving up. We used last year, we were a write-in winner, which is such an honor, because it's not easy to get everybody to kind of write in your name and vote for you. But we were a winner, and we used that money to purchase brand new clothing, shoes, backpacks, and school supplies, so that all kids could go to school feeling confident and successful for their beginning of the year. And so that's really important to us, and we'll use the money again for the same types of items to make a difference in the community. But like I said, you can't go wrong no matter who you vote for.
Okay, Jackie, we love you, but that was lousy. Okay.
Because
Your future as a politician is just, it's wiped out. Okay, now listen. Now, George Hale is going to show you how it's done. George Hale is going to show you how you deliver a brief speech urging people to vote for Community Closet in Ellsworth. All right, this is, now you were very nice and everything. It's an honor to be nominated. Vote for someone else, anyone you vote for. This is how it's really done. You ready? Okay. Ready, George? Like a politician. Community Closet. Go ahead.
Well, you should be voting for me primarily because I'm the best in the field, and my track record is absolutely fantastic. If you just look at my record, you'll see that nobody else matters. It's me. I can save you.
Okay, all you got to do is now mention you got to mention who you're supposed to vote for.
Oh, yeah, I got to read.
You got to pick up the notes now. Yeah, right. He doesn't remember it's Community Closet.
It's community
the Community Closet in Ellsworth.
Okay. That's close.
Well, I'm a lousy politician.
So how would you do it, Rick?
No. It's not me. Lisa Bird is going to show you how to. Okay. See that? She knew the game we were going to play even before we got out the board game right here and rolled the dice.
I wanted to add what Jackie said. I mean, Community Closet is a great nonprofit, but there's so many very, very worthy nonprofits in all of our communities. And it's just, there's a number of them listed on the ballot, but there's so, so many more. And again, they are all very, very worthy. And so far to date, we have awarded grants to over 530, both small and large nonprofits in our communities, the communities that we live and work in. And so we encourage you to go online, take a look at those nonprofits, and just vote for five of the nonprofits that you see that you'd like to support. There's many different kinds of nonprofits. There's animal organizations. There's Meals on Wheels. There's Girls and Boys Clubs and Make-A-Wish and many that support our community and do very, very good work out there.
And that's not how you do it either. Oh, my word,
Rick's
you people.
Show us
Hang
how
on
this
a second.
Done.
Hang on. Music, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about Community Closet in Ellsworth. It's at the crossroads of Down East Maine. And at the crossroads of Down East Maine, we welcome so many people that need help. And we are there to help them. This is you, Jackie speaking. I even bring my three young sons in, and they work every day to give you an opportunity to buy something, support the community, and lead a better life. No other nonprofit is more deserving of your vote in Community Matters More than Community Closet in Ellsworth. Thank you for voting for the Community Closet. Okay, you can kill the music now. That's how it's done right there.
Very impressive, Rick. Very impressive.
And that's what Christmas is all about, boys and girls. Oh, I'm kidding. Any nonprofit is deserving, right, Lisa?
That's correct.
And Rogan.
voting is open through the entire month of February, so make sure you go online, encourage your friends and families and to get on there and vote.
The only mistake you'll make is not getting on and making a vote, because this is your chance to have a voice in who gets the money that the bank just wants to give away. So support Bangor Savings Bank for supporting all of the people who need this money to run their programs, and you can't go wrong, but just make a vote. Make your voice be heard.
That's what you should have done the first time.
Well,
oh my
said,
gosh,
Jackie.
Right there. Your Q rating just went through the roof.
I love it when she says the bank had money they want to give
the
away.
Bank
I'm going to go in here and answer some today.
This is through the Bangor Savings Bank Foundation. Just go online and vote through the month of February. And we appreciate everyone doing that. And we look forward to seeing who are the winners of these large grants.
Jackie Wyckoff from Community Closet, Eastward Lanes in Ellsworth. Jackie, best to you and best to the three boys, too. What are their names, by the way?
Colby, Michael, and Riley. And actually, two of them are young. The other's headed off to college next year.
Oh, well,
so I make him work a lot.
Off to college?
Off to college.
Oh, come on.
He just got accepted to UMaine, so we're pretty excited about
excellent.
That.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, come on.
That's terrific.
What, did you get married when you were 10?
Nope. 21. No, you
are. Oh, my Lord.
she took her time. And Lisa Bird with Bangor Savings Bank, again, online, bangor.com/CMM for Community Matters More. Vote, 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 vote. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Sports next, GHRT time right now, 8:45. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.